So who are your enemies? See, people don't want people to get uncomfortable when you start talking about enemies, because you expose them. And even Shaitan, see, the wisdom is there. Shaitan comes and say, listen, I'm a sincere advisor to you. Because the Shaitan likes to cover himself. Your enemies like to pretend that they're your friends so they can hurt you. And then they like to pretend that your real friends are your enemies. So you look at your friends as enemies, and you look at your enemies as friends, and then you go to the slaughter because you don't know how to recognize your enemy. Tonight, I want to teach you how to recognize your enemy. The government of the United Kingdom is not your enemy, necessarily. The government of the United States of America, not your enemy, necessarily. The West is not your enemy, necessarily. White people are not your enemies. Foreigners are not your enemies, necessarily. They could be, but they're not your enemies because of their skin color. They're not your enemies because of their ethnic origin. They're not your enemies because of the language that they speak. You have to be able to recognize who your enemies are and who your friends are. لَا تَتَّخِذُوا عَدُوِي وَعَدُوَّكُمْ أَوْلِيَاءَ. Don't take my enemies and your enemies as friends and protectors, Allah says in Quran. So you have to first recognize that you have enemies. Don't be stupid. Don't be foolish.
We all just love one another. We just all friends. It is wonderful. You're a fool.
You're a fool, man. And I want to teach you a technique to recognize your enemy. And I'm going to do it very quickly. You see, brothers and sisters, every Muslim here, indeed every Christian and Jew, recognize from reading the Quran, reading the Torah, reading the Injil of the Gospel of Jesus, every religious person recognizes that the enemy is the devil, Shaitan. It's clear. Muslims in the Quran, Allah warns us many times, don't take Shaitan. Don't follow the footsteps of Shaitan. He is an open enemy. But the question is, what does Shaitan look like? Uh-oh. Gonna uncover Shaitan. What does he look like? The first thing you have to know how to fight Shaitan. You can't fight Shaitan with a gun, a bullet, a bomb, or a knife. A bullet, a knife, a gun has no effect on Shaitan. And the only way you can fight Shaitan is with truth. Because the truth is, you can't see Shaitan. He watches you, him and his tribe, from a place you can't see him. But he sees you. He knows you and us. He looks at us. He's checking us out right now. As I'm speaking to you, he's speaking to you. And me. That's how heavy he is. He is a skillful opponent. How skillful is he? He is so skillful that our mother and father were engendered in paradise. يا آدم اسكن أنت وزوجك الجنة وكلا منها رغدا حيث شئتما ولا تقرب هذه الشجرة فتكون من الظالمين. Oh Adam, you and your wife live in the garden, eat everything from the garden. Can you imagine being in paradise? You're there already, brother. What do you want? I want this, go get it. What do you want? I want that. I want this. Anything in the garden, man, you're never gonna die. Anything you want, just one restriction. Just don't go near that tree. That's it. You mean to tell me, man, you got this whole big garden and you can't resist? You have to go near that tree, man? What's the matter with you? Shaitan is a skillful enemy. How are you going to fight him? Only one way. Truth. And I'll be honest with you, don't get angry at me. You can't get the truth to fight Shaitan in the Imperial College. As a college to teach you something else. You can't get it in Harvard. You can't get it in Columbia University. The only way you can get it is one place. The Quran and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In my conclusion, then how will we know? How will we know? The key is, brothers and sisters, you can't see Shaitan, but you can hear him. This is the key. The more you study the Quran and the Sunnah, your mind will be filled with information, knowledge, guidance. And the more you read, the more you study, and the more you become in tune with what you read and what you study, when something comes in contrary to that, you feel something. Notice when you're in good health. If you eat something in your body that disagrees with your body, you feel uneasy. You want to throw up. You see, you have symptoms. You have fevers. You have headaches. Something is wrong with you. What's wrong? Something foreign is in your body. And your body wants to get rid of that foreign substance. So Allah has created within human beings a mechanism to regurgitate when poison is in the body. So it has to come out. If it doesn't come out, you're sick. You get sick and ultimately you die if you don't get the poison out your body. This is the key. The Shaitan will give you an order that's the opposite of the order of Allah. First of all, you will never know unless you read Quran and Sunnah what's the difference. You never know. So therefore, the people of this society, say what you want to say about them, say that they're smart, say that they're intelligent, say that they are this and that. I'm telling you, they're in jahiliyyah. Real ignorance. If you don't know about Allah and His Messenger in the hereafter, there's no real knowledge. You can know science, you can know technology, and all of that. Good, learn it. Learn science, learn mathematics, learn chemistry, learn all of that. Learn astronomy, learn all of that. But more than that, get the key knowledge, the knowledge of Quran and Sunnah, the science of the knowledge of Quran and Sunnah. It will guide you. And this is why the Prophet said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in Hadith Qudsi, Allah saying, Ya ibadi, kulukum dalun illa man hadaytuhu fastahduni ahdikum. Oh my servants, all of you misguided, unless I, Allah, guide you. Therefore ask me and I will guide you. You have no guidance. You have no knowledge. I have no knowledge. I have no guidance. What do I know? The only thing I know is what I read in the Quran, that I know for a fact. The only thing I know is what the Prophet said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anything else I'm not sure about. Even the science, some things I'm not sure about. Because later on, other scientists disprove what other scientists said. But no one has been able to disprove one word of this Quran in 1400 years. So the voice is there. What will the voice say? The voice will say, listen. Listen to me. This is a very free country. Let everybody do what they want to do in the name of freedom. So okay. No problem. And you see, go back to the Quran. Shaitan is so heavy. He knows how to use the Quran. But he gives you his tafsir of the Quran. His explanation. False explanation of Quran. Allah said, don't go near the tree. Shaitan said, listen. The only reason that your Lord said, don't go near the tree, is that you become angels. That's it. But go on. Try it. Just a little bit.
Ya ayyuhallazina aminu la taqrabu zina. Don't go near fornication and adultery. You're in the college now. What's wrong with it? Everybody doing it? It's all right. But Allah knows best. Listen to the voice. He will tell you the opposite. Brothers and sisters, my greatest desire is to see the unity of Muslims. Careful. I quoted from the verse of the Quran, وَاتَّصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold on to the rope of Allah and be not divided. Someone's going to come to you and whisper in your ear, he's not a real Muslim. He's not a real Muslim. Separate from them. Allah said, unite. The voice within say, divide. You know, brothers and sisters, I'm finished. I just want to say a couple more things. I'm finished. Last week I was in Washington, D.C. It was Sunday morning, 6 o'clock, and I was taking a flight to go back to New York City. I was in American Airlines, and I was standing in line to get my ticket. And I noticed a woman, an African-American woman, a young woman. She had a long dress on, and she had a scarf on her head. You know, it was a very light scarf. And she was negotiating with the scarf, trying to keep it on, it fall down, and she tried to put it on, right? And as a Muslim, you would look at her and say, you know what, this is not the right qimar. It's not covering the what it should cover. And I said to myself, I bet you she's a Muslim. And so when I got to the front of the line, I said, madam, are you a Muslim? She said, yes. I said, assalamu alaikum. She said, wa alaikum salam. So instead of criticizing her, I encouraged her. And somehow when I got on that plane, I don't know why, I kept thinking about this woman. And I started praying to Allah, oh Allah, bless this woman. Help her. Guide her. Make her stronger. Why? Because here was a woman who had consciousness enough. She was American Airlines. She at least, in her mind, she said, you know what, I'm supposed to have something over my head. And she was trying with falling, but... yeah, you can. You, if you want to criticize her, I don't want to criticize her. I want to help her. I want to inspire her. I want to encourage her. I'm not trying to dismiss her. I'm trying to help her. But we, with ourselves, we become so pious. I'm a great Muslim. Look at me. Like a peacock. Proud, man. See, as I studied the Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salatu wasalam, he was trying to get everybody. He's not trying to push people out. He's trying to bring people in. Even the weak people, he's trying to bring them in. So doggone it, when a person takes a little step, don't kick them. Go get them and bring them in. If a woman comes to the masjid, she may not be covered 100% right. Don't kick her out. Bring her in. Put something in the masjid, sister. Come on in here. Put this on. Put this on, sister. Here. We got this. Here, put this on. Let her come in, listen to the message. Maybe something she'll hear from the imam, something from the Quran, something from the sunnah. But don't kick her out. Bring her in. What happened to us? We get a little bit of knowledge. So then with a little bit of knowledge, we start looking at each other. Your beard is not long enough. Yes, wearing a beard is sunnah. But bring him in. Don't kick him out. Bring him in. I love unity.
The prophet gave us to me a perfect example. You know, sometimes you ask hypothetical questions. Well, what if there was a man named Mikdad? He said, "Oh, prophet, what if? This is a hypothetical. I'm finished. Okay, I'm coming." He said, "What if you're fighting? And when you're fighting, somebody chop off your hand. He chopped off your hand. And then you go to kill him. And he said, 'Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. I bear witness there's no God but Allah.' Should you kill him?" The prophet said, "La taqtuhu. Don't kill him." He said, "But prophet, he chopped off my hand." And then he said that after chopping off my hand, emphasizing it, like as if the prophet didn't understand. He said, "Don't kill him. Give the benefit of the doubt." This is real. Because right after that, it really happened in real life. Usama bin Zayd and an Ansar were fighting. And then a man, they were about to kill him. And the man said, "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah." And the Ansar stopped back. And Usama killed him. And when the news got back to the prophet said, "What are you going to do with la ilaha illallah on the day of judgment?" But Usama bin Zayd, somebody said that to save his life. He said, "Did you cut open his chest and look at his heart?" How many of you have cut open the chest of each other to look in the heart? You don't know. Give them the benefit of the doubt. Bring them in. And don't let Shaitan divide us. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you this. You're never, ever going to find anyone who perfectly follows the deen. No, not one. Every one of us have some weakness. Every one of us, the speakers, the ulama, your parents. I don't know many things, but I can tell you this. I believe what Allah said in the Quran, and I'm finished. And Nabiyyu awla bil mu'minin min anfusihim. The prophet is closer to the believers than their own selves. Innama waliyukum Allah wa rasuluhu waladhina aminu. Your true friends are Allah, the prophet, and those who believe. Brother, let me tell you something. If a beautiful woman comes to you and offers herself to you, she's not your friend. She's your enemy. If a handsome man offers herself to a Muslim woman, he's not her friend. He's an enemy. Your enemy will lead you to hell. Your friend will enjoin you to go to paradise, to do things that are well. The prophet is our best friend. He's closer to us than ourselves. You know why? Because everything he advises us to do is for our own good. You may not like the medicine. It doesn't taste good, but it's good for you. Departing words of the prophet. Allahumma la aisha illa aisha al-akhirah. Oh Allah, there is no life except the life of the hereafter. Truthfully, brothers and sisters, this world is nothing. And everything you get in this world, even at this college, get it, go to college, go to the universities, but get it to be a better servant of Allah. That's the reason. And that's the only reason. And this is why I said, Shaitan, your enemy, will make you forget this, the life, the hereafter, and make you engaged in this life. But your true friend will help you to remember the hereafter. The currency is in your pockets. Exchange it now while you're alive, before you go to the next world when it has no effect. But the only thing that you can take in this new country is the currency of deeds. There you can negotiate with deeds, not this money. May Allah bless you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
May Allah reward you for supporting the work of Da'wah. If you'd like more information or have any comments, please call 07960205618 or email info@qadimun.com. Qadimun, dedicated to 100% Da'wah.